Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Yotes. We're looking at Siman Dalet. So Siman Dalet deals with a person who came late and he's trying to figure out what he can do to be able to daven Tehillah B'Tzibur. And we're going to stress again that there are opinions that a person does not skip because the importance of davening Keseder is so important that it will override Tehillah B'Tzibur. So even though we do not paskin like that, and we paskin that a person does skip in order to facilitate Tehillah B'Tzibur, Tefillah Keseder is very important, and a person should do everything which is possible to make sure that they come on time, to be able to have the Mila not only of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but the Mila of Tefillah Keseder. There's a sefer called Magid Meshorim, written by the Beis Yosef, where he writes over things which were told to him by a Malach, a Magid as he refers to him, which came to teach him halachas halachas about Torah, etc., halachas, concepts, etc. So the Magid Meshorim has a very strong language that the Beis Yosef quotes in order to prevent that a person should not be in the situation where he has to skip. And so the language which he says over here, that V'loika oisem hashoitim shemadalgim atfila besibis shinosim hara amishka v'osom. Not like those fools that they skip the tefillah because of the fact that they slept their evil sleep on their beds. Oilehem shemakalkalim hatzinoris. Woe to them that they are damaging the sources of heavenly hashpah to the world. V'kama ros gurmin lehem. How much damage they are causing. The evil damage they're causing to themselves and to the whole world, by causing the lack of the Bereshit's outpouring of goodness to the world, because they changed the orders. So therefore, because of this significant point, a person should always make sure that they are in the shul early. So it's quite a strong language. So we're going to learn these halachas of how to skip. They are not chachila, they are b'di'evit. Of course, it's to try and avoid the situation as much as possible and be on time. Okay, Siman Dalet. Nisachar lo b'v'loy omer adayin habrachas. A person comes late and he still has not said brachas yet. So what does he have to say before shacharis? And what can he leave for after davening? So yomer al kaponim al natilas yodoyim v'lo kai neshama u'berchas atorah. So he has to say at least these three or four brachas: the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim, the bracha of Elokai Neshama, and the bracha of Birchas Atara, both brachas of Birchas Atara, Asher Kedushanu B'Tzasav V'Lasik with the Reisara V'Harav Noah, and the bracha of Asher Bachar Bonu. All that should be said before Shacharis. Koshik Sabnu Liel, Dim Loi Omra Kada Matfila Yesh Safik Im Yivorek Oysa. So these are all things which possibly become questionable if you can say them afterwards. So therefore, a person should make sure that they say them beforehand. Theoretically, a person could be yotzei brachas atar with the bracha of Avraham Rabba. You could be yotzei the bracha of Elokai Neshama with the bracha of Mechayim Esim. And Alantin Sedayim was only niskan to say before Shacharis, not afterwards. So you're going to lose these brachas totally, as opposed to the rest of brachas, brachas of Shachar, which can be said. Now, obviously, if a person went to the bathroom, they have to say Anashe Yotzar as well. That's independent of tefillah. That's going to be true any time during the day a person goes to the bathroom, they have to say Baruch Abba Anashe Yotzar. But a person should not wait to say Anashe Yotzar till the end of davening, because if he gets an urge by the end of davening, he loses this Anashe Yotzar that he could have said now. So Anashe Yotzar, if a person does not say it immediately, he can say it later on, as long as he still has not developed a new urge to go to the bathroom. But once a new urge has developed, he lost the opportunity to say Asher Yatzar from his previous visit to the bathroom. So basically, the person will say Al Natilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and Elokai Neshama, and Birchas Atara, and he will leave Birchas Hashachar for after davening. Now, the Chayyadim over here does not address how long you have to say Birchas Hashachar afterwards. The Mishabura does talk about it. The Mishabura says that preferably a person should say Berachos HaShachar within the period of time called Zman Tefila, which means within the first 4 hours of the day, like we spoke about. Two ways to calculate that, according to the Gra, one way, according to Magen Rambam, another way. So a person preferably should say Berachos HaShachar within the first 4 hours of the day. And if not that, at least till before Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah does paskin if a person did not say it within the first 4 hours, the person waited until after Chatzos even, the person can continue to say the Birchas HaShachar even later in the day if he didn't say it earlier. And this will continue even when it's nighttime, the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as the person has not went to bed yet. So, but that's, he stresses strongly a person should not wait to do that. A person should make sure they say it earlier on. Last point over here, there are some places that would say that a person has to say Birchas HaShachar before davening. So again, the person should try to avoid this situation of being forced to say Birchas HaShachar after davening. A person should make sure that he comes on time to be able to say Birchas HaShachar before Shacharis. Have a good day. Thank you.